Hör jetzt.
ASMR.
I even started recording. But, ah, he's off. He's gone. Can you invite him?
Was? Nochmal.
Can you invite him? Like, oh.
I can build that too.
Hi.
You started recording?
Yeah, I started recording like
okay,
5 minutes ago.
Turn your shit off.
Sorry. Wait. Okay.
Poor viewers.
Pure me.
Poor me.
I normally like ASMR, but this was just disgusting.
How do you like ASMR? Like,
well, most of them don't really lick the inside of your ears.
I was eating jelly.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Yeah, I
most
know.
Of them just come really close and say how great you are. Like, it's good for my self-esteem, but yours was just...
Well, okay. Soothing ASMR I ever heard was a fucking heartbeat.
Okay, wait.
Well, you have none. Maybe that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, because that's because...
I'm there. Hems.
Fuck you!
You're a really good person. Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
A joke.
What?
Cool. Don't start or I'm going to fucking mute you as well.
Did you mute me?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Why did you say as well? Well, whatever. What are we going to do today?
I have some questions. In total, it's 70 questions.
70?
just kidding.
It's 100.
Exactly. So, my first question. Wait a minute.
Okay.
That's a weird question.
Hi. Oh, we didn't introduce ourselves again.
You're garbage.
I'm Kay.
I'm Psycho.
Wait, what?
I'm Kay, but I ain't gay.
I'm Psycho. Okay, and you?
I'm should I choose a fake name as well?
You can.
Your choice.
It's a free podcast. You can do whatever you want.
Why is the first thing that came to my mind Noobmaster 69? Well, I'm 7, not the age.
7, okay.
Yeah, I like the number. It sounds... With my corrupted mind, it sounds really, really wrong if I say I like the age. I like the number 7.
Begin with the 7th question.
Yes.
With the 7th?
Yeah. Because I like 7 so much.
Okay, these are just random questions, okay?
Okay.
What's the best Wi-Fi name you've seen?
The
best the silence. I have one. The silence.
I have one. I have a good one. The best one I have seen was probably. Does it count if it's from a meme, or do I have to have seen it on my own phone?
No, you have to seen it.
On my own phone.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Okay.
You can,
on my own
you
phone.
You can answer the funniest you've seen on your phone and the best on your phone and what you've seen on the internet.
To be honest, I haven't really seen funny Wi-Fi names.
The best I have seen myself was virus. And the best I have seen in a meme is scream penis for password.
And the podcast is rated. What did I see?
I never seen funny names like that.
Yeah. The only like different type Wi-Fi name was Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
And that's it. Like, I didn't see anything funny or weird either.
Then why do you have that as a question?
Because you choose the number 7. I didn't want to ask this question, but you asked. You wanted to seven number 7.
Okay, that's your fault.
No.
It was his idea.
Okay, from 1 to 70. Okay.
Yes.
Choose a number from 1 to 70.
1 to 70.
If you don't choose it, I'm going to kill you.
I know.
You know it.
So number
the nice
16,
number.
Number 69.
Yes.
The question. If you die and find out that everyone
If you die
and okay. If you die and find out that everyone gets to choose a 12-foot by 12-foot square to stay in alone for eternity without being able to influence or contact the living world, what 12-foot by 12-foot square would you choose?
Hold on. What the fuck was the question?
So,
if I ever die.
If you ever die.
I can choose a 12-foot by 12-foot square on Earth that I would stay in for eternity. Without meddling with someone.
If you die and found out that everyone gets to choose a 12-foot by 12-foot square to stay in alone for eternity, without being able to influence or contact the living world, what 12-foot by 12-foot square would you choose? It's on the other side.
What the hell would
I
pick?
Really question.
What?
If you die, yeah, basically it says if you become a ghost and have to choose a 12-foot by 12-foot place to stay in for eternity without meddling with anyone, what place would you choose?
Hmm.
Wait, can I still meddle with things?
No, nothing. Just stay there for eternity.
Then I want to go to this Lightning Valley place.
Oh, where it rains down lightning like nonstop.
Yeah, it's like 10,000 lightning strikes per second there.
Huh?
That's a nice place, but it will get boring eventually. I would
think
probably
about you're alone for eternity. You have to.
Yeah, so I at least want to watch people.
Mm-hmm. Why would I want to watch people?
I want YouTube.
What do you mean YouTube?
I want a
YouTube.
I want a TV and a laptop. So basically just where I can watch YouTube, like a device, no matter if it's like computer or laptop or television.
Yeah, but it won't be seeing the same place for eternity. That's the thing.
I can't watch Netflix for eternity.
No, I'm saying it's not going to stay there for eternity.
What do you mean?
At some point, every single person on the planet will die, and there will be no maintenance.
Yeah, then I'm fucked up.
Has anyone seen Dr. Stone?
Yes.
After 3,000 years, the entire place you're staying at will be completely different, right?
Yes.
In a few thousand years. Mm-hmm. So yes, the laptop won't survive. There is also the problem with the battery.
True. That's why I would rather stay in a place where it's really, really nice to look at and it's all natural, like no human intervention there.
Then like and a this mini jungle, like without the dangerous animals.
I would get bored if I had to see the lightning strikes for like 300 years without stopping. So I'd probably pick a place that has a lot of people and always something happens. So either in a popular place in New York, Tokyo, or a large city, so I can watch people fail at life, because I already failed.
Then you should stay at a university.
No, that's just depressing.
You can go like in IT classroom and sit there and watch how half the class fails.
Oh, that's just depressing. I want to have fun watching them. Besides, imagine staying at the Akihabara for like 400 years.
I'm going to stay in the maid cafe.
Exactly.
I can't stay for eternity in a cafe with cute chicks.
But what if it becomes what was it called?
Gay stripper?
Something like that. I wanted to say crossdresser maid cafe. What if it changes and you have to see cute boys? Then immediately your eternity will become a torture.
Okay, 12 by 12 inches. I want to stay at the...
Not inches, feet.
So, damn it. 12 feet by 12 feet. I want to stay at the fucking Nintendo headquarters where they program the games.
I want to stay in the middle of Akihabara.
What do you choose, Psycho?
What do I choose? I don't know. Like, a place where I can watch animes, no matter what year it is. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Just a place.
You can't meddle with objects or people. So you can't touch objects or people or interact with them. So you have to stay at a place where you can just watch things happen. So either you just pick someone's house to live in.
The White House.
The White House.
Because that's where anime plays nonstop.
No. But where that's where the all the shit happens. So I want to know and entertain myself. Or
okay.
In Japan, is there a place where like 24/7 anime is played in Japan?
Well, you could stay at the place where they animate the crap. So,
yeah, or you can just honor some characters and stay at the gravestones from Whitebeard and Ace for eternity.
Oh, yes, I will choose that.
I would have at least chosen the restaurant where the straw hats are serving you, but whatever.
What?
There's this restaurant in Japan where straw hat pirates are serving food.
But will be this restaurant be there after 500 years?
Will the graves be there after 100 years?
They're dead. They can't move.
Yeah, but the stone can wither away.
Wither away stone. Do you know how physics work?
Stone.
I would have guessed maybe after an earthquake or something they could crumble or something, but wither away.
Stones crumble away after time. What do you? But what? How do you think the beaches are? Were formed.
But wither is the wrong word, right? Because it's not a plant.
Maybe it's not my first language. How should I know? Deteriorate or
crumble?
Decay. Let's say with decay.
Decay is acceptable.
Okay. Let's say it will decay at some point. Like, wind and weather will at some point destroy the grave.
Then everything you choose will be destroyed.
Yes, that's exactly the problem of eternity.
Then I want to stay somewhere in the space so I can watch the world crumble apart someday.
So your best guess is probably the moon.
I want to say,
if you're at Mars, then you won't see the Earth with bare eyes. You have to have telescope for that.
Then moon.
Moon. Okay.
Do you know what I want? I want to stay at the edge of the universe and watch as the entire universe dies in front of my eyes.
I want to watch it from the middle. Until then, I'm going to stay in Akihabara. Watching weebs make a fool of themselves.
Like, okay, you want to sit in the middle and look as the death of the universe goes away from you. because it's like an explosive wave, right? So when I say at the edge of the universe, I will see how the death of the universe will move slowly towards me. I'm a dark character.
Next question.
Right.
It sounds like fun.
9.
Well, okay.
What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Shitting?
No, when you take a shit, you can still take a cool pose, like the thinking pose of this. Of
like this L from Death Note.
Yes.
Or L.
Does anyone remember this thinking statue that is in basically every series that has a museum in it?
Yeah, I know it. The Roman statue of the thinking man. Yes. Something everyone looks stupid is probably getting punched.
Dabbing.
Hey.
I think getting punched looks just dumb. Dumb. Or sneezing.
Yeah, sneezing.
Sneezing is a good one.
Yeah, sneezing is really a good one.
I just imagined myself.
Yeah, I would laugh too.
So
okay. Next question. Well,
I should have time for one more question because
you have to
cook
rice.
Yes.
Typical Asian.
Yep.
Okay, go on. Next question.
That would be a good one.
No, you have to choose a number.
Oh, I have to choose a number.
Yeah, let him.
Let's take
42.
Yes.
What 2 totally normal things become really weird if you do them back to back?
Two totally normal things that become weird if you do them back to back.
Punching a guy and jumping into mud.
What? Punching a guy and punching you after.
What?
Punching a guy and punching yourself after.
That wouldn't be weird.
Both of them are not normal or individually. What the fuck?
Like, punching yourself is normal.
What?
He's beatboxing.
This bitch is making fun of me. Like, it would be kind of weird to first punch a guy and then punch yourself, or first punch yourself and then punch another guy.
Huh?
But punching yourself is not normal.
No?
So it doesn't count.
That's right. Punching yourself is not normal.
2 normal things back to back become weird.
Let's find something that is normal for us.
Taking a shit and then eating. The other way around. If you eat and then directly go to take a shit.
That's not weird.
putting your feet on a table and then beginning to pee or shit.
At the same time, it would be really, really good. Just you eat and you have you start shitting.
Like right after?
No, at the same time.
Ew. Ew.
Like for each bite you take, you dump another. Another one.
I would say putting your feet on a table and shitting.
Who has a table in their bathroom?
And that's the weird part.
Yeah.
Is there really, is it really that hard to take two normal things and make it weird?
Apparently, yes.
Yeah. Evet anne.
No, oldie.
So, what else?
Well,
You go be an Asian.
Yeah, I'm more Asian than you.
Go do your Asian task. Great. I will stop the recording and then see you in part two. Just with Kay and I.